Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Amid promising news of more than 1.5 million COVID-19 vaccinations happening every day and case numbers falling across the country, there is growing concern about the variant first identified in the UK. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has more.
The variant, known as B.1.1.7, has spread to dozens of countries, including the U.S. It's known to be more contagious than the original SARS-CoV-2. Now, an analysis from a U.K. government advisory group finds that it is also, quote, likely that it causes more hospitalizations and deaths. Meanwhile, a recent CDC analysis found that based on modeling of how quickly it's spreading in the U.S., B.1.1.7 will become the predominant variant in March. Health officials describe the vaccination campaign as a race against the virus, especially with this and other variants of concern. So far, vaccinations are on track to exceed President Biden's goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The end of former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial marks the beginning of a new chapter for his White House successor. As NPR's Amy Held reports, President Biden has issued a statement on Trump's acquittal and says he's looking ahead to getting his COVID relief package passed quickly.
From Camp David, President Biden issued a statement noting that 7 Republicans joined Democrats in finding Trump guilty. Not enough to convict, but a record for an impeachment trial. Bipartisanship is what Biden says he wants for his economic rescue package. Through the process of budget reconciliation, Democrats have already begun moving forward without Republicans. How former President Trump moves ahead now remains uncertain. After being acquitted of inciting insurrection, he hinted at a political future, saying in a statement his movement has only just begun, and he'll share more in the months ahead. But first, Trump faces potential legal trouble from a New York grand jury investigation and a criminal probe in Georgia. Amy Held, NPR News.
A massive winter storm brought snow and ice to large swaths of the U.S. today. In Oregon, nearly 250,000 power customers were left in the dark after an ice storm brought down trees and power lines this weekend. Portland General Electric says it could be up to a week before some people are back online. Scott Albert spent much of the day trying to clear large tree branches around his property in Salem. Says he's trying to be realistic about getting the power back on.
They can only have so many work crews out there trying to put up lines and, you know, help where they can. You know, it's only a matter of time before they get over to this one.
Meanwhile, governors in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas have activated National Guard units to assist state agencies. Futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. The Dow futures contract up about 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News. This Valentine's Day marks 3 years since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. NPR's Joel Rose reports family and friends observed the anniversary at a memorial service in Fort Lauderdale.
It was a difficult day for Tony Montalto, who lost his 14-year-old daughter, Gina Rose, in the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
These were 17 lives that were cut short way too soon. We just ask that today everyone take a moment to remember the people who they were.
3 years after the shooting, the trial of the alleged shooter is still in limbo. Lawyers for Nicholas Cruz say he would plead guilty in exchange for a life sentence, but prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The school security officer on duty during the shooting is also awaiting trial on criminal charges, including child neglect and negligence. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The first pictures of Mars are back from the United Arab Emirates space probe, showing the planet's north pole and largest volcano as the sun rises. The UAE is the first Arab nation and the fifth country to reach Earth's neighbor. NASA's rover Perseverance is due to land on Mars on Thursday. It's a souped-up version of the rover called Curiosity that landed in 2012. This rover will be landing at the edge of a crater, which scientists believe was home to a lake 3.5 billion years ago, to look at rocks to see if they hold signs of life. Asia markets trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan up 1.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.